This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Birmingham's Western Business District is one of the city's oldest. A shopping mall anchored the retail center, and businesses large and small line 3rd Avenue West, surrounded by a thriving community of working-class families. But no longer. The area's been in decline for decades. 5 years ago, the city of Birmingham spent $46 million in the Birmingham Metro Crossplex sports facility in hopes of giving the area a boost. Today, as we conclude our series on Birmingham's uneven revitalization, Les Lavoie reports on how public investments like this can help turn neighborhoods around.
I'm standing in the middle of 38 acres of a field of neatly trimmed grass. It was the home of the state fairgrounds and the Birmingham International Raceway. Now it's adjacent to the sports facility Crossplex, located in the heart of Five Points West. If the city of Birmingham has its wish, in a few years, this empty field will be the home of a hotel, amphitheater, and an array of stores and restaurants. Bob Nesbitt is the developer of the Crossplex property.
It's born primarily out of input from the residents from the Five Points area, where they have been very vocal about wanting restaurants, retail in the area. They now are having to leave their community in order to take advantage of some of those services, and they wanted those services in their area.
The Crossplex draws hundreds of families to West Birmingham almost every week. With an annual economic impact of $100 million, surrounding stores and restaurants have seen a measurable uptick in sales. And if Nesbitt's plan is successful, there will be even more traffic around the Crossplex. Local residents will have access to jobs and more goods and services close by.
Right here. One X and two it.
Corey Bishop owns Refresh Clothing 2, a small sports clothing store across the street from the sports facility. He says after a bumpy start, the Crossplex is a positive influence for his business.
Crossplex has been good and bad for us. The good part is more people over here. The bad part was at first they didn't allow the kids to come into the stores. But now they have changed it and kids are able to come to the stores, so we can see an increase in revenue that way.
The Crossplex is one example of the city sponsoring the creation of a facility and working with private enterprise to revitalize an area. Nesbitt says public investment helps in areas where private investors have cold feet. Not everyone thinks this build it and they will come philosophy will work.
You can't manufacture market interest. It has to be real.
That's Brian Hilson, president and CEO of the Birmingham Business Alliance. He favors organic change, like in the Avondale neighborhood. There, Hilson says, private businesses slowly gravitated to an area for its growing and changing demographics and the success of other businesses.
You can't superimpose. You can to an extent, but it won't be lasting. By creating a commercial development facility, you can to an extent dictate shoppers' choices. But over the long haul, you still got to have shoppers in the immediate area that causes them to want to spend their dollars there.
Experts say economically depressed areas often experience a vicious cycle. Families leave because of a lack of opportunity. Money isn't invested because developers don't think it's profitable. No investment in the community makes more people leave. Fewer people, fewer investments. Sheila Tyson is a Birmingham City Councilor for District 6, which includes sections of West Birmingham. Tyson says this cycle can be broken.
If you're going to grow your city or grow an area that's economically challenged, you actually got to sell that area. You got to sell the Crossplex. You got to make sure that people know this is the place to be. This is where you can make some money in this area, because if you don't, no one want to come anywhere where they can't make money.
She says developers don't overtly focus or ignore one side of town over another. It's all about money, she says. Business people spend their money wherever they feel they will get the best return. And right now, those private investors aren't looking to West and North Birmingham.
I ain't gonna say it's racism, but I would say it is a race factor, because the areas that they're not coming to build in is African American area. And the areas that they are going in is the suburbs. So of course, a lot of this stuff is racially motivated. It's about money. If we had the money to buy it and desire to buy it, they probably would build in our area.
That's why Tyson says direct investment by the city is vital to growth in all of Birmingham's neighborhoods. Brian Hilson of the Birmingham Business Alliance says the west side of Birmingham has many issues to overcome, mainly a perception of poverty and crime. But he's hopeful. Economic revitalization for western Birmingham is possible, Hilson says. even if it has to be made neighborhood by neighborhood and oftentimes block by block. For WBHM, I'm Les Lavoie.